This is The Guardian. I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story.
I'm wearing my gym gear. I'm wearing a green sports top, some shorts, and my running shoes. I don't normally come to work in these.
When climate and environment correspondent Graeme Redfern heard of a thermal chamber that tests what heat does to the human body, he had an idea.
So I thought it would be a really good idea. Now I'm thinking it's a bad one to recreate the conditions that we might expect in future heat waves. So in this chamber, it's going to get to about 43 degrees.
Extreme heat is already the most common cause of weather-related hospitalisations in Australia. And with heat waves intensifying, Graeme wanted to better understand what happens inside our bodies when the temperature outside soars.
I've only been here about 11, 12 minutes, I think. I could go for a nice cold beer, which would probably be really bad for me, and an isopropyl and a towel and a change of clothes and some air conditioning would be awesome.
In the lab, conditions were adjusted.
But I know that they're going to simulate sunlight quite soon. I think that's going to be difficult.
Adding direct sunlight and higher humidity.
The minute I walked in here, it's really not nice. I can feel like that's harder to breathe in this humidity. And aircon, which of course some people wouldn't be able to do in some parts of the world. Like, I kind of know that I can step right out of here and get cool. I think I would probably feel a bit panicky if I was thinking that I had no way out of this.
So how does extreme heat affect us, our cognitive function and survival? Today, Guardian Australia's environment and climate correspondent Graeme Redfern steps into our climate future. It's Wednesday, the 18th of February.